Hello, everyone. I'm Dwayne Moore. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. And today, I am sitting in the office of one of my dear friends, Hector Jimenez?
Hector Gabriel Jimenez, yeah.
Jimenez. I wrecked his name. But anyway, Hector, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell us what your role is here. But we are at California Baptist University. And man, you know, you trusted me and invite me in here and this Alabama boy among a bunch of Californians. And you know what? I think you actually understood what I said. My southern draw didn't mess you up too bad. But we are so honored to have you now with our podcast. Hector, why don't you tell us about your family and tell us what you do here at sure. CBU.
I am a full-time faculty here in the School of Music and director of our brand new Worship Arts and Ministry program. I'm also chapel worship leader for our student body.
Okay.
And yeah, a little bit about my family. I have a wife of 6 years. Her name is Jessica. And twin baby girls who are now two, Sarai and Eden.
And they're Sarai awesome. And Eden.
Sarai and Eden, yeah. They're awesome.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you showed me a picture, man. Yeah. So cool. Unpack that a little bit more about this is a new program. Yeah. I mean, how new is it?
Well, we just started it in the fall of 2017. Okay. So we're midway through our spring semester of our first cohort of students. We started with 35 students, students who are hungry and wanting to go change the world for the kingdom as worship leaders and worship pastors.
Well, I've had the privilege to meet some of them today and just a little bit of time to hang out with them. And yeah, I'd agree with you.
Yep.
You got some sharp ones.
Sharp students.
Well, the question that I want us to put out there for you to help us understand today is because I think we need to help people understand, why is it important not just to be able to play a guitar and have that presence on a stage? Why does a leader need to come to a school or to invest themselves in learning more? And that may seem like an obvious question, but unfortunately, I'm seeing that's not happening as much as I feel like it should. And I'd like to see what you think about that.
Sure. Well, like no other time in history, there is a need for quality worship pastors and worship leaders that understand the complexities that are coming along with the 21st century.
Yeah.
Everything that's integrated with technology. Now we see our country as it's growing in diversity. I mean, we have different cultures represented in our student, in our church congregations that we need to be sharp and aware of what's going on to be able to shift with the changes and move with that. I think if, like you, I'm sure, I graduated college with a general music degree. There were a lot of things I learned on the fly in church ministry. And so the benefit of a program like this is for students to come and learn the mistakes before they get out.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Now, learn them before they go out there, because that is a tough place to learn mistakes, because people aren't as forgiving in the churches as they can be in this environment.
Sure. So our degree, we base it on four principles. The first is we want to produce students with pastoral hearts and pastoral leadership. It's more about people, less about music. I know it sounds funny coming from a school of music, but pastoral heart is about people, not just music. Second, of course, is technology. With technology changing so quickly, we want to prepare our students with the tools necessary to be successful as far as technology goes and how to handle that conversation in a corporate setting.
Yeah,
third,
good.
Of course, music degree is music. We want to train our students to be excellent musically, especially, as I said before, with the change and it being more diverse. What can we offer our churches as far as music goes? It's becoming increasingly more complex, the genres that we can do to be able to incorporate in our congregations. And lastly, is probably the most important, is theology.
Oh, okay.
Every worship arts and ministry student leaves here, not just with a bachelor's degree in music, but a minor in Christian studies. And aside from that, it's very practical. We're teaching our students practical leadership skills, how to manage a budget. All our students are involved in internships as well, so it's a very practical degree, and we're looking to send out students who are ready to go.
You said they're involved with internships. You mean in churches?
That's right.
Wow.
Local churches. We have 25 of our students right now plugged in local churches.
Good job.
Around Southern California every Sunday.
I mean, I'd imagine in this population, there's plenty of churches that need what you offer.
Yes. They're all over the place.
If you're, and I imagine there may be someone listening, and by the way, we also put this in a blog article, so it'll also be in printed form. But imagine that you are talking to somebody who's maybe 18, 19 years old, or maybe you're talking to a parent of someone in that place in life, or maybe they're 20 or 25, who knows? Maybe they've already had some experience under the belt, maybe they feel like they don't really need this, but what do you say to a person like that, you know, when it comes to, well, you know, it's expensive, it takes up time, I could get on with my life, all the things that people throw up, and I'm sure you hear them all, kind of cutting through that, other than what you'd said about this is the place to make those mistakes and learn, why would one prioritize this? Because I'm a big proponent, I'd like to hear what you say.
Well, it's just like with any degree. If it's something that you're passionate about and feel called to, immersing yourself in it and go as deep as possible to be able to gain the necessary skills musically to offer something something to your local church deeper than just what you could teach yourself or just what you can learn on YouTube. A deep understanding of musical abilities and how that works theoretically. And then, like I said, the theology, really going deeper in that area to be able to be excellent in the art of being a worshiper.
Oh, I love what you said. Pastoring, that was the word you started with, technology, musicianship, and theology.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't think you can get that. I guess you could, but it'd be very difficult to get all of that just on your own watching YouTube. And so I can understand that that's important.
And I think there's something unique as well. I mean, we have a cohort of about 35 students.
Okay.
And there's something about a cohort coming together, iron sharpening iron, day in and day out on campus.
Powerful.
Doing life together and learning from each other.
Yeah.
Every week we get together and hash out what went wrong, what was successful in our internships.
There's something about that learning model that it's maybe around for many years, but it still works.
That's right.
It still works. One professor that I had in school, when I was complaining one day, she was a voice professor of mine. I was complaining, I guess, too much in front of her about all this work I have to do. And she said, how long did Jesus have public ministry? And I thought, oh, this is definitely a setup question. And I said, well, 3 years. And he said, and how long did he prepare? And of course, I knew she had me at that point.
Sure.
So the preparation part is very, very important. If we are listening, if I'm a worship leader, pastor of a church listening, which some are right now listening to this podcast, how can they have these worship pastors get helped by you and by this organization, by this wonderful institution?
Well, I think there's online resources if you go to calbaptist.edu/worship.
Okay.
All the information there if you want to get plugged in and get more involved.
Okay.
We offer a Bachelor's of Arts in Music, emphasis in Worship Arts and Ministry right now. It's a Worship Arts and Ministry program. And we're launching a Master's in Worship Arts and Ministry that is all online with the exception of a couple intensives that you come.
Yeah.
It's a one-year program and you'll only miss one Sunday out of the year. And it's an entry-level program. So if you have a bachelor's degree and any other degree, you can get in this
That's
program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, Hector, why don't you close us with the thought of encouragement toward someone that's trying to learn, but maybe right now they don't see the financial means. You know, maybe you could take a moment and even pray over us, but what we need is to not be satisfied. I think what I hear you saying is don't be content with where we are. We got to keep growing. But if I don't feel like right now, maybe as I'm in a place in life, that doesn't mean we just don't need to be trying, right?
That's right.
It needs to always
that's
be right. growing. And you know, I've been leading worship a long time, but I still have so much to learn.
That's
and I
right.
think we have to maintain that.
Right.
So I'd say just close us with maybe a word of encouragement and then pray over the people listening right now and pray over the people that are considering what, Lord, do you want me to do to continue growing?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I would say, and I think with having you come to our campus, and we've had a lot of qualified men and women, worship leaders and worship pastors coming and mentoring our students, which has been a huge win for our students. But just that idea of seeking guidance, seeking mentorship, seeking leadership, find those people in your life, ask questions, and buy them a cup of coffee and go out and seek mentorship, seek encouragement. They don't always find you. Sometimes it's...
Oh, what good advice.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Seek it. I love that. That's awesome. That's what we need to hear. And so pray for us now and pray over the people that are listening going, okay, Lord, I want to seek that.
Lord, I come to you now, and Lord, I just come to you now with the heart longing for people to understand what they were created for, which ultimately is to worship you, Lord. And I know that anybody listening to this podcast, I'm sure, understands that and has that same burning desire in their heart, Lord, to worship you and to see others worship you as well. Lord, I pray that you would encourage each person listening in their ministry, Lord, that you would break the binds of the enemy if he's trying to bring discouragement or hurt feelings or anxiety. Lord, I pray that you would protect them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help them to see your work. Lord, help them to love their people. Help them to be encouraged.
Yep.
And Lord, I pray that you would bring leaders in their lives so that they can learn from them, so that they can seek wisdom and knowledge from them, Lord, and that they could link arms with people so that they don't feel alone, so that they can have that encouragement, Lord. Yes, Lord, would you do that right now in this moment for each person listening? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hector, man, it's been great talking to you, and thanks again for joining us. Hey, thanks for everybody for listening, and as often as we can, we'll try to bring you quality people like this to learn from and be encouraged from. We'll see you next week. Thanks.